This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين always and forever we begin with the praise of Allah نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله we testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah سبحانه وتعالى and we send our love our greetings and salutations to our beloved نبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم to his pious and his pure family to his companions and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time may Allah سبحانه وتعالى bless us to be amongst them آمين and we make dua for all those who are going through hardship and struggle may Allah grant victory to the believers آمين والحمد لله الحمد لله we start a new series but linked to what's happening in Palestine. For some of us, it might be so confusing that how can people still be on the side of the oppressor and the aggressor? And in fact, those who are most supportive of the oppressor are those who are also most religious, most God-fearing or God-conscious in their religions. Because, and as you would know, that Zionism, even though it began as a secular movement by atheists, Jewish people, the most ardent Zionists in the world today are Christian Zionists who believe firmly that the establishment of the State of Israel is a precursor to the coming of the Messiah. And so today we're going to start a series about the Messiah. Who is the Messiah? Who is this awaited Savior? Because the world is geared to waiting for this super person to come and save the world. And at the same time, there will be a false Messiah. And so this is leading towards the end of times. And so we start the series, may Allah grant us protection. Ameen. The Messiah and the Antichrist. Just some terminologies. A Rasul and a Nabi. Important to understand this. A Rasul is a messenger. A Nabi is a prophet. A Nabi is anybody who Allah communicates to directly, either through Jibreel or through a dream, or but Allah speaks to and selects them. These are the Anbiya. And Nubuwwah has come to an end. No person can be a Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed the door of Nubuwwah with the demise of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even though we believe in the coming of Nabi Isa, he will no longer have the status of a Nabi. He gets a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Rasul is a higher level Nabi. A Nabi who has a more seniority over a Nabi. So every Rasul is a Nabi, but not every Nabi is a Rasul. A Masih, a Messiah, this is a Jewish, it comes from the Jewish tradition as someone who is, it means the Christ as well. Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah. It is the anointed one, the appointed one. And it is a promised figure to the Jews that they will have a king who will bring back their kingdom. Remember, the Jews, for much of their history, the Bani Israel were persecuted. Only in the time of Nabi Dawud, Nabi Sulaiman, did they really have a kingdom. Afterwards, they were very much persecuted and lived under oppression. And so Allah had promised them that He will send them a king, a Messiah, a savior, not a superman, he'll be a king. But he will bring them out of persecution and he will re-establish their kingdom. So the Jews are waiting for their Messiah, the Masih. The Dajjal, of course, we talk as the Antichrist or the Anti-Messiah. He is the, in Islam, we call him Al-Masih al-Dajjal, the false or the deceiver, the false Messiah. He will be the counterfeit Messiah. He will look like the Messiah. He will do the work that people assume to be the Messiah. The world will believe he's the Messiah, but he will not be the true Messiah. And he will mislead the world. And he will be the greatest deceiver and the greatest test of faith that this world has ever come about. Then, of course, there's another person who will come up in our series, the Mahdi. In Islamic eschatology, Islamic studies of the end of times, there is this figure called the Mahdi, the guided one. And for us, basically, we'll talk in depth about him. He is a ruler, a khalifa, who will unite the Muslim ummah at a time when we'll be disunited, and he will bring about positive reforms, but he's not a super person. He's not in contact. He's not being communicated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't have miracles. He'll be a guided ruler. Like the Khulafa or Rashideen, Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman Ali radiallahu anhum, he will be similarly upon the guidance of the Khulafa or Rashideen and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as we said, awaited Messiah or Savior. Most religions seem to agree that there is going to be a great tribulation towards the end of times. So one thing all religions agree, the world is headed to a catastrophe. And when mankind is at its darkest moment, when we're in the middle of this catastrophe, there will be a savior figure who will appear and he will bring mankind out of darkness. Most adherents of different faiths are waiting for this coming savior. As we said, the concept of the Messiah is actually a Jewish prophecy. It is a promise Allah had given the Bani Israel that he will raise up a king in the line of Nabi Dawood, and he will be the savior. And there were many, many people who claimed to be the Messiah within Judaism. There was, when Nabi Isa came, was the true Messiah. Obviously, we'll talk about Nabi Isa in a minute. The Jews, of course, rejected Nabi Isa. Allah had sent them the Messiah, but they rejected him, and so Allah took him away. Shortly after the return of Nabi, when Nabi Isa had left, the Jews rallied around a false Messiah called Simon. And they rose up against the Romans, believing this is their king. And of course, he was the false Messiah, so they were completely defeated. And that is why the Jews were expelled from Jerusalem. And that is why the Romans destroyed Masjid al-Aqsa, or the temple, because they followed the false Messiah and they were failed. There's also an interesting individual. This is interesting to know. There was a rabbi called Chapstite V, who lived in the Ottoman world. He was a Jewish rabbi living under Islamic rule in Turkey. And he claimed to be the Messiah. And people followed him. In fact, he is perhaps the Messiah that received the most followers of all of Judaism. People really believe this man. And he had some strange things that he did. He didn't follow the Jewish Sharia anymore. And he did all kinds of funny things. Eventually, the Khalifa called him and said, "We're going to execute you for being a false Messiah." And then he did something strange. He converted to Islam. He took off his rabbi hat and he put on the turban and said, "I'm a Muslim." And he formed a type of religion between Islam and Judaism called the Donmeh. And this group is a very secretive group. They have special rituals. On the outside, they're part Muslim, part Jewish. And interestingly, this group was instrumental in bringing down the Khalifa. The Ottoman Caliphate was brought down by this group, the Donmeh. And there's a lot of conspiracy theories around this group and what exactly they are doing. But it's interesting just to note, a false Messiah, and the roots of this false Messiah was at the thinking of his followers eventually brought down the Muslim Caliphate. As we said, Christianity, offshoot of Judaism, they accepted the true Messiah. They accepted Nabi Isa as their Messiah. And initially they followed him, but then Christianity came under such severe persecution that they lost their way, and they elevated the Messiah beyond a Nabi to a God. And they made Nabi Isa, wa yad billah, an equal, a trinity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they basically said, he is Allah incarnate. He's not even a man. He is Allah in human form. So we agree with the Christians in who the Messiah is. And we agree that he must come again. And we agree with the Jews in the nature of the Messiah. The Messiah is not a God in human form, he's a man. But so we disagree, of course, with each in terms of other aspects. And so, Islam, we believe Nabi Isa is the true Messiah, born of a virgin. He will come and he will establish the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will bring all of mankind to Islam as a servant and as a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were many who claimed to be messiahs. For example, in Islam as well. So within Islam, we had many false messiahs. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, the Ahmadi or the Qadianis, he first claimed to be a Mujaddid, a reviver, then the Mahdi. Then he claimed to be a Nabi and the Messiah. And in fact, this is exactly what Dajjal will do. He will claim to be a Mahdi, a guider, a reformer, a man who will bring peace. And he will bring peace at a time of tribulation. Then he will say, "I'm a special person, I'm a Nabi." And people follow. Then he will say, "I am the Messiah." And eventually he'll say, "I am God." Now, just think about this. Almost half the world's population already believe the Messiah is God. They already worship the Messiah as God. So if someone comes and he claims to be the Messiah and they follow him, eventually they will worship him. In fact, they'll actually, by extension, worship him. Christians would worship him. And that is in line with what Allah teaches we know about eschatology, the end of times. The Baha'i faith also, it's a Shia offshoot, but also from the idea of a Messiah that eventually formed a whole new religion, complete new religion, by Baha'ism. Buddhism also is waiting for a final reformer. And Hindus as well. They claim that the final, 10th and final Maha avatar, they obviously believe God comes in human form. The last version of God coming down is awaited as well. So the world is waiting for this superhuman. And as Allah would decree, this is the will of Allah, he will send two very powerful people. A true Messiah and a false Messiah. And as you can see how divided the world is on something which seems so clear, this is why the age of Dajjal is the age of deception, not knowing truth from falsehood. And even a sincere person might end up believing the Dajjal through his deception. So most religions agree, as we said, to the end of times. And so let us talk about the world from an Islamic perspective, the eschatology. How far are we from this point in time? What does Islam teach us about the coming of Nabi Isa, the coming of Dajjal? What will the world look like? And how close are we? So there are many signs or minor signs of the coming of Qiyamah. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet tells us that a time will come where the dunya, worldly gain, is more important than religion. And in the last 100 years is the first time we really experience mass renunciation of religion. Religion has become irrelevant in the world. The majority of Western countries, if you ask them to tick a box, they'll say, I'm not religious. So never before has mankind seen religion becoming irrelevant like we are today. Islamic knowledge would disappear even though, look at the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, even though everybody will be literate, they can read and write, Islamic knowledge will be few and far between. We are living in that age. Never before has this happened. There would be not only the permissibility, it will become normal. It will become not strange. It won't become even something that we are shocked about, to see people drinking alcohol, taking drugs, hearing music being played, zina being committed openly. I mean, subhanAllah, the scholars of the past said, when they read these hadith, that a woman and a man would fornicate openly, publicly, and the world wouldn't even like stop and pause. It would just be normal. They couldn't understand, how is this? Today we know it. May Allah protect our kids. Our kids, 6, 7 years old, have more access to nude women than Fir'aun had. With a click of a button, our children can see what Fir'aun couldn't even see. And it's become norm. This didn't happen until maybe 10, 15 years ago, subhanAllah. A time will come where there's so much killing, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one of the hallmarks of the coming of Dajjal is there will be constant warfare, killing, 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 and people won't even know who's the good guys, bad guys. The killer won't know why he's killing, and the killed won't know why he's killing. The part of the signs, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there will be a loss of amana, that you would not trust, when it comes, especially business. The norm would be, I feel I'm going to be cheated here. If I get a plumber, I get an electrician, I do an investment, most likely I'm going to be cheated. If I find one good person, I tell myself, hey, this guy's an honest guy. That's the odd man out, an honest person. That wasn't the case before. In the past, it was, that's the scallum. Everyone else abides by regulations. Today we live in that age, as Nabi said. Subhan, look at this hadith. The Nabi says, a time will come where not a single person would escape the fire or even the smoke of riba. You can't escape riba. Somehow, someway, as best as you try to be Sharia compliant, even the Sharia compliant business will tell you, we have to do a cleansing every quarter because we can't get away from the riba. Everyone will be exposed to the smoke of riba. And the riba, of course, is one of the 7 most destructive sins. Wealth will be spread far and wide. The Muslim Ummah will be the wealthiest in the world. But zakah would not be available. Zakah institutions can't function. Yet the wealthiest countries in the world are Muslim countries. The Muslim Ummah will be massive in number. Huge amounts of people, but have no izzah, no power. Sahaba couldn't understand it. They were few. So they couldn't understand, how can the Ummah be large in number, but they are being invaded left, right, and center. The Nabi says that your value would be, you would have no value and no power. The disunity, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked about a time, it was a very long hadith of Hudhaifa, where he says, Ya Rasulullah, when things get bad, what would it be like? The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, be safe, stick with the jama'ah and stick with the leader of the Muslims to be safe. So he said, what if a time comes, there will be no jama'ah and there will be no leader? And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if that happens, then avoid being involved in all this fitna stuff. But we are living in that. And as I said, the fall of the caliphate, and as weak as the Ottoman Khalifa was, at least there was someone. There's someone that we could say was the Khalifa. For more than 100 years, for the first time in the history of the Ummah, do we have this age, no Jama'ah, no Khalifa, no ruler. And this coincides, we talk about the formation of the State of Israel, which aligns with all these things. And I'm not trying to be fatalistic. This could be a million years from now. Allah's time frame is different. But we take heed of the signs. The Nabi says that ulama will be few and rare and scarce, true ulama. And when the one generation of ulama leaves, the next generation is not to the same caliber. We are still talking about Imam Shafi, Imam Bukhari. We don't have the likes of them. We have great scholars. May Allah grant us scholars and may Allah bless our scholars. But not to the caliber of the previous scholars. Scholarship, even though people can read and write, it's not the same. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, a time will come where the worst people on earth will rule. People who are openly immoral, openly corrupt in their dealings in business, openly commit zina, openly cheat, and they kill indiscriminately. They are the ones ruling the world. SubhanAllah. And that's what we see. The nations of the world will feast on the Muslim lands. We see that. Women will be clothed, yet they are naked. Nudity would be the norm. Not all the signs are bad. So one of the signs is that women will increase over men. So all of these signs were negative. Some people said this is an evil sign. No, but it's the reality. SubhanAllah. One of the projects we have at Burhanul is what we do, the meet and treat, trying to get our single sisters marrying our single to marry our brothers. And it's, SubhanAllah, we're getting to a point where it's 4:1. You know, it's Allah, you know, this is the wisdom of Allah. But we get to a point where we can't accommodate. There are just more women than men. This is just the reality. And then Abhi Sun spoke about this time, that climate and crisis and a kind of famine, geographical instability will increase, earthquakes will increase, time passing quickly, SubhanAllah. How do the weeks and the years, it's 2023 is almost finished, basically it's done. How many of us can just remember last year, December, and now it's over? We ask, how did our grandparents manage to raise 12, 15 kids? We struggle to raise one or two, just from a time perspective, leave. So the barakah of time and the barakah of money is gone. Without, SubhanAllah, formal training, formal education, formal jobs, they built masajid. How many of us could say we built a masjid even? SubhanAllah. Mosques will be beautiful, the Nabi says, adorned. And the voice will be loud in their microphones. But it would be empty. When the Arabs start competing in building the tallest buildings in the world, no unity, no khalifa. So these are all signs, and all of them, SubhanAllah, if you look at the minor signs, basically like 95 of them have come to pass. We see them. Now there are very specific signs talking about the end of times. The Nabi says, the start of the Malhama. The Malhama is the Armageddon, the great war. And the great war is understood to be between the Muslims and the Bani Asfar. Bani Asfar, the yellow-skinned Europeans. There will be a major conflict between Muslims on the one side and, at that time, it was understood to be the Romans, but by the European superpowers. And the Nabi says, this Armageddon will begin with a battle in Constantinople, the conquest of Constantinople. And that's why most scholars believe the conquest is two. The old one that happened by the Ottomans, there will be another one, the conquest of Constantinople, or there will be a fight there. After the conquest of Constantinople will result in the release of Dajjal. Dajjal will appear after the Muslims are able to recapture Constantinople. Right. We know that the Ummah will be leaderless and divided. This has already happened. We know that there will be Bani Israel will return to Jerusalem or return to Palestine. Now, even though, as we said, just because it is a hallmark of Qiyamah. So we say, we know zina will increase. We don't say, because we want the Messiah to come, we must propagate zina. Because zina must happen, and then Nabi Isa can return. And this is what the Christian Zionists are doing. We agree with the Christians. We agree with the Jews that part of Qiyamah, there will be a return of Bani Israel to Jerusalem. But we don't go and actively try and support. And it might not even be a good thing. But we confirm that this is in the Hadith literature. And it is for the first time, 1948, the state of Israel, a Jewish country, was established in Israel for more than 3,000 years. And the capital moved in 2017. Remember, it's not just Israel, in Jerusalem. The capital officially moved, America recognized the shifting of the capital from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem in 2017. So, the Jews are awaiting the coming of their Messiah, their first Messiah, right? They are still waiting for the Messiah. So they're waiting for a superman to come and to make them strong against the world. The Christians are waiting for the return of Nabi Isa as God to bring all of mankind under Christianity. And we are, of course, also waiting for the return of Nabi Isa, who will bring all of mankind to Islam. And the return of the Jews in Palestine is common across all three religions. And part of the Jewish and the Christian eschatology is the belief that the temple must be rebuilt, and this will be the headquarters, where basically Masjid al-Aqsa is, will be rebuilt, and this will be the headquarters of the Messiah. Our time is up. We will just end off with this one hadith, and then we'll continue next week. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speaks this. He says, look out for these signs, for the coming of Qiyamah. When Jerusalem flourishes, it's sort of the center of attention. Jerusalem will flourish. It is the centerpiece of the world. And Medina will be in ruins. Now, it could mean that Medina becomes irrelevant. Medina is irrelevant. On the political stage, Medina has no relevance. The ruined state of Yathrib will at this time, there will be a great war. And the great war will climax in a battle for Constantinople. And at the conquest of Constantinople would be the emergence of Dajjal. And of course, after Dajjal will come Nabi Isa. So now the first link in the chain is a lot is going to happen in Jerusalem and the return of the Jews to Jerusalem. And so we'll talk about, and the Nabi says all of this, like once Dajjal comes from the conquest of Constantinople until the end of Dajjal, all of this happens in a 6-year period. It's very, very quick. Once things start, it's going to move very, very quickly. May Allah protect us. We continue next week, inshallah. May Allah grant us protection. Right, just a few announcements. Haji Fatima Kafur, who had her 100th birthday a few months ago, she had a stroke. So we ask Allah to grant her shifa and strength. And there are quite a number of people who are sick. Some of them are in hospital. Some have gone for operations. They want to remain anonymous. But we make dua that Allah grants all of them shifa. All those who are going through hardship, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make easy for them. May Allah make them easy. Ameen. And then this we thank everybody for coming to the protest last week. And then just an announcement, the Umrah course Sunday, this Sunday, 3rd of December, from 8:30 here in the masjid, we will be having a Umrah workshop for those who are going on Umrah, inshallah, and those who want to attend. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.